lemonade.
Probably a sometimes food, pink lemonade from Peabod, as we're in Wellness Wednesdays right now with Kelly Kay, naturopath, joining us. Kelly, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
And tonight we are looking at chronic pain, particularly in young people. It's not something that we necessarily think of affecting young people, but it's actually more common than we realize.
Mm, yeah, definitely.
For sure.
Crazy.
Speaking of our topic for tonight, which is chronic pain, I had a question, which was, does our diet impact chronic pain?
Mm. Yes, it definitely does. There are, I guess, three main things that ways our diet impacts pain. And one is an inflammatory diet. So the typical Australian diet is high in foods that drive inflammation and low in foods that have that opposite anti-inflammatory effect.
Mm.
So it's really like adding fuel to the fire.
Yep.
So that's one way. The second way is nutritional deficiencies. So there are some nutritional deficiencies that have been linked with worsening pain or more severe pain or worse intensity. Things like vitamin D is one of those, and magnesium. Also vitamin C as well. So one of the first signs of mild vitamin C deficiency is sort of aching muscle pain in the legs. So, you know, there's a few really common deficiencies that we need to make sure that we correct.
Yep.
So that people have a better experience or are able to manage it better.
Yeah.
And then the third thing is looking after our gut health, which is really dependent on what we eat. So really lots of fiber-rich foods, prebiotic foods, probiotic foods. And because that gut bacteria, which we've talked about before, I know, one of my favorite subjects, because I'm strange like that. But
it's fascinating.
Yeah, it is. I think so. That bacteria, if it's not in the right balance or, you know, if there's infection, it has a big role in regulating inflammation and regulating the immune response. So particularly relevant for people who have pain associated with autoimmune conditions or where there's abnormal inflammatory patterns like fibromyalgia and endometriosis, and obviously irritable bowel syndrome as well. That's going to be a big part of it. So I'd say they're the three key ways that our food diet impacts how we experience pain.
Right. And as Maz mentioned before, we were talking about like pain relief and the dangers of taking that. Are there different alternatives that we can use instead of that are more natural and can help people that are suffering with chronic pain?
Yeah. And I'd say, I'm cautious in saying instead of pain relief, but as an adjunct to, to support, you know, whatever else you're doing pharmaceutically. But absolutely there are. So now we have quite a number of herbal medicines, which we know have a really good anti-inflammatory effect, and also herbal medicines which support the nervous system. So the nervous system has a really important role in how we experience pain, because our brain is what creates the pain. It's an alarm system. So when that goes out of whack, our pain can be amplified or abnormal. A number of herbal medicines, so things like boswellia and turmeric and Jamaican dogwood, and there's a whole list that can be used in these circumstances. It is important, particularly if you are taking pharmaceuticals, that you talk to a naturopath or a nutritionist before you take anything to make sure it's safe for you and to make sure it's the right fit for what you need as well.
Yep.
But then there's also things like really prioritizing sleep. Obviously, it's really hard if you're in pain to sleep. And then the lack of sleep makes the pain worse and it becomes this vicious cycle. So getting some support around that and introducing relaxation techniques, mindfulness, deep breathing, those types of things become really important, not just to do every now and then, but to try and make a consistent habit of them.
Even things like, I don't know, like essential oils, can they help with sleep as well? Things like that you can
absolutely
kind of apply.
So you can use sort of like herbals that will help. Things like magnesium can be really, it's got to be in the right form and the right dose, but that can be really helpful.
Okay.
And then lavender oil is a really good one that you can use. Things like hot showers, hot baths, Magnesium oil can be, some people find helpful.
Yeah.
Avoiding screens before bed, that kind of
all
thing.
All of that, like sleep hygiene. Yeah.
All that sleep hygiene. And it's about, you know, trying to address all those different variables so that accumulatively you're getting a better overall response.
Yeah. Before we let you go, because I know you do need to head off, but just very quickly, you were saying that the Australian diet is very inflammatory traditionally.
Yes.
Why do you think that is? Why do we in Australia tend to eat more inflammatory foods? Like, is it just our, like, I don't know, our history and culture?
Well, I say Australia, I'd say the Western world in general.
Yep.
Yeah. So really since the industrialization of food where we've, you know, everything's more processed, more convenience foods. We have more takeaways that are really, you know, we can just zip through the drive-through.
Yeah.
So the changes in the different types of fats. So it's very high in the types of fats that create inflammatory compounds and lower in the types of fats that create anti-inflammatory compounds.
Yeah.
So, you know, things like oily fish and nuts and seeds and fruits and vegetables and things. So, so I think a lot of it has to do with industrialization, modernization of our diet, us being too busy to cook.
Yeah.
Losing some of those cooking skills as well.
Mm.
And marketing.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah. Honestly, sure. Like really.
Yeah.
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 Marketing and convenience.
Yeah. Oh, wow. It's definitely food for thought, no pun intended, but it really is. Like, you know, it's just there's so much to think about, but at the same time, it's actually quite simple if you just sort of stick to the, you know,
the basics
and eat well, get enough sleep, drink enough water, like that helps. Thank you so much, Kelly. So much to explore, particularly in, I guess, the nutrition side of it, but in chronic health in general, so much more to discuss than what we've been able to touch on tonight.
I think it's good for people to know as well that there are other options that they can explore as a part of kind of a holistic approach.
So it's not a one-size-fits-all approach either.
And you can find, I do post a fair bit about pain on my Instagram and Facebook because it's an area that I have a special interest in, pain and fatigue. So if you want more information about how, you know, diet and herbal medicines and things like that can support you, then go and explore that.
Yeah. Kelly K Naturopath on Instagram and Facebook. And we've shared your link in our story tonight, 107.9 Life on Insta. So go and check it out. But Kelly, thank you so much for joining us for another Wellness Wednesdays.
Thank you.
Always a lot of fun.